Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights from today's show.
You noticed? Any Christmas decorations already?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
You've seen them?
Oh, there's somebody on our street that a week ago had their Christmas lights up.
A week ago?
And on the first, half of my friend's feed on Facebook was posting their Christmas trees up, all the decorations are up, and wasted no time.
You know, I need a moment of fall before I dive into Christmas. I love fall.
I love fall too.
Do you have fall decorations?
A little.
Oh, okay.
I dream of having a beautifully decorated house. Does that count?
Does that mean just like putting leaves in your house? Or?
No, I have all kinds of colors and, you know.
I don't know why Thanksgiving has that cornucopia thing with the the pumpkins and stuff coming out of
I've
it.
I've never understood that.
Yeah. I don't even...
Do we have to understand it?
Was that thing that looks like a kind of a big huge trumpet?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Is that supposed to like carry stuff? What is that for?
Where do we get the abundance of all those wonderful fruits?
Did they strap it to their back like a backpack? What was that thing? What were they using it for? I don't quite understand.
Maybe it's just romantic to just dream of how pretty it looks.
Oh, okay.
Does it have to have form and function? I don't know.
Do you have your decorations up yet?
You know, if my wife had her way, it would be this weekend, coming weekend.
Okay.
But we're going to be gone.
Oh.
So as soon as we get back, we're going to get after it.
Okay.
Yeah, but she wants them up. Right off the bat.
See, I grew up where the Thanksgiving day after the meal, we would do the tree together as a family.
There you go. See?
Mm-hmm. So everybody was there over for dinner, we put up the tree and decorate it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very nice.
I like that. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
I like that a lot. How about you? When do you put up the Christmas decorations? And is there such thing as too early? Like... When was it? Last week or something? Some of these elaborate displays apparently take a while to,
they do, I think, start in the summer,
I know an easy way to do it is just, and I've lived next door to people like this, just never take them down.
Oh!
Turn the lights on when November hits.
No.
Yeah, the HOA doesn't like that. You know, we're talking about Christmas decor, because some people have already put up their Christmas decorations.
Yep.
And maybe you've noticed that. Sally mentioned she likes to put up the fall decorations.
Yes, not rush it.
And we were talking about that cornucopia thing. It looks like this. It looks like a trumpet, end of a like a big horn, and it's got like pumpkins and stuff in
all
there,
spilling out.
Yeah,
all manner of interesting produce.
Yeah, and I just thought, well, how did that become decoration? I don't quite understand this thing. What is its purpose? How did we get here? Mary is with us. What's going on?
You were talking about the cornucopia for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's called a horn of plenty.
Oh, yes, I do remember that from elementary school now.
A horn of plenty.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I do remember that now.
Yep, and the pilgrims, you know, because they were thankful that they had Indian friends that were giving them food, it was in a horn of plenty.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you play it? Or blow it?
Okay, go for it.
Well, I'm just...
it's not a trumpet.
There it is. I'm looking it up. The Horn of Plenty. Okay, in Wikipedia it says, cornucopia, symbolic hollow horn filled with inexhaustible gifts of celebratory fruits.
There you go.
That is quite the definition.
That's what it says.
It does say that.
Inexhaustible gifts of...
That makes my Christmas list easy this year. Jason will be like, what do you want? Inexhaustible gifts, please.
Horn of plenty, thank you.
Family Life Radio.
Amanda is with us. What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling about the Charlie horse incident.
Misty, if you didn't hear it earlier, Misty likes Charlie horses. In fact, so much that you are wanting to give yourself.
I do give myself Charlie horses, yes.
I have to tell Misty right off the bat, I'm sorry I don't side with you.
Oh!
The first time I ever had one, I was praying I never had one again. It woke me up right out of my sleep. and the pain was so severe. When I got out of bed, I could not even stand on that leg, and I fell and hit the floor.
Oh, no! Maybe I've just never experienced a really bad one. Maybe that's the problem.
It was a super bad one, and I can promise you I wasn't trying to get it.
I didn't figure many people would be on my side. I hope there was at least one person out there, but everybody, I think, is going... Wow, she's got problems.
It is unique. We'll just say,
it's definitely unique.
Well, the next time it happens, just say, Lord, give this to Misty because she'll enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely.
So we saw this interesting information, this research that talked about how you talk about yourself. It says the best way to boost your confidence is talk positively. And then, yes, compliment yourself as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're talking about, we just came to the conclusion ourselves. You probably should do that in front of others. It might sound strange. Hey, Kank, you're doing awesome. Thanks. We're just curious. Has that worked for you? Rachel is with us. Tell us what you think.
I work with children and adolescents at my local community mental health, and that's actually one of the primary things I teach. For kids who struggle with depression, to talk about themselves in the positive. One of the things that I really teach, especially I think for the girls, they really struggle with like just being over self-critical. Like they get into this comparison game. Then they start with a lot of negative self-talk, like I'm stupid, I'm ugly, I'm not good enough. And one of the things that I really started to teach them is if you could not look at somebody you care for and say those words, then you don't need to say those words at all.
Oh, that's good.
You have to give yourself the same mercy and grace that you would extend to somebody else.
And have you seen a big change?
I do, actually. The ones who actually practice that, I got one girl, she said, Ms. Rachel, that is... like has been a life-changing concept for me. I really think about, could I look at my best friend and say this to her? And I would not be able to look her in the eye and tell her the things that I tell myself. That's really, really work, especially when they think about saying those words to their mama. They're like, I can't say that to her, Miss Rachel, I can't.
Yeah, plus I'd get in trouble.
Yes. Sometimes they are like, oh no, I can't say that to my mom. I'll be picking myself up off the floor.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
You've got good news. We want to hear your story. Our number is 888-888-9976.
I got saved when I was 13 by the grace of God on a youth trip. I had a passion for God. I was on fire. Some things happened in my life, caused me to be incarcerated for 9 years. I got out and I had given up all hope. The man that raised me and helped bring me to Christ passed away. That's the man I will always refer to as my father because I didn't have a father figure growing up. And the last thing he said to me, and I'll never forget it as long as I live, he says, I love you as if you were my son. I fought with that loss for about a year and a half, and I just given up. I was at work about 2.5-3 weeks ago. A lady that I work with, she's like, listen, there's this radio station I really think you should check out. And I turned it on, and the very first song I heard was We Believe by the Newsboys.
Amen.
Ever since then, I haven't changed the station. It's given me a focus. It's caused me to pray more. It's given me a hope and an understanding that I haven't had since I was a kid.
Wow. That's huge. What a life change. Man, that was 3 weeks ago.
About 3 weeks ago, yeah. I am less likely to get mad and aggravated and angry than I used to be on a whole new level. I have a lot more patience than I used to.
That's amazing.
And especially with my coworkers. And I have a hope now that I haven't had since I was a kid. I'm at the lowest point in my life that I thought I could be. But if it weren't for the station and it weren't for me having a wife and children, I probably wouldn't be here today. This station has changed my life, and I start going back to church. My 4-year-old daughter has picked up a lot of bad words from her older siblings, and every time she rides in the car with me, she's like, will you put on the music that talks about Jesus?
Oh, I love that. Wow, what a story. Are you like my wife? November 1st, Christmas decorations come out? Or is it too early? Sally's like, nope,
it's a little
early. Fall decorations.
Yes.
Keep those out.
The fall leaves. Love it.
Someone's on the phone for you, Sally. Yes, Todd. Yes, go. Yeah, tell us.
I love fall. And I'm going to decorate for fall September 1st. So that I can enjoy it. I don't care if it's 110 degrees. I'm going to decorate for fall. I love the colors. I love, you know. But one thing that we do for Thanksgiving every year, and my kids live all across the country. Some of them are 20 and 25 hours away from me. So it's a, you know, it's a crapshoot as to who gets to come. So what we do, though, is we have a jar, a kind of a canister jar, and all through the year, from the day after Thanksgiving until Thanksgiving Day, I write down and date things that happened through the year that we're thankful for. Because we forget about so many little things. And I mean, if it's like somebody hit a home run or something, you know, and throw it in the jar. And then at Thanksgiving, we all pull them out. Whoever can be there, we pull them out and we pass them around. Everybody takes one and reads them.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
I love that.
Yeah. Things
all through the year that you've forgotten about.
Right.
And that's become my kids' favorite tradition at Thanksgiving is, you know, getting to see where all the thankful things.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to read about them on Facebook, but I write them down anyway and stick them in there.
Oh, that's good.
That's a great idea. I like that. Yeah.
But I do love Christmas too, but I like the fall because the season lasts so long. You can really enjoy your decorations.
That's
and all
true
that too.
As well. Yes.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too. And, did we catch your name?
Laura from Lenora.
Laura from Lenora. Lenora, Kansas. That is so awesome.
That works.
Family Life Radio.
The knockoff toys. You know, you thought you were going to get an Evel Knievel and you got a Joey Chitwood stunt set. It's Kankel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. I haven't eaten, when I was a kid, now I think about it. I even had knockoff Legos.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
My parents were saving a lot of money, apparently.
Are you damaged by this?
No.
No,
I don't think so. Yeah. I do wish I had the Evel Knievel thing.
See?
Now, they did buy me you remember the Simon game? Well, it's popular again now, where you push the button and it makes the sound, and then you have to repeat the sound.
Right.
As a knockoff Simon game. It wasn't Simon.
What did they call it?
I don't remember.
Called it Joey. It's probably like,
follow me. I don't know.
Follow me, friend.
Exactly. Family Life Radio.
My grandma used to get my sister and I, when we were little, the dollar store type Barbies, like the hollow ones, fake, not Barbies.
A hollow dollar store Barbie.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that would look like. That's funny.
Of course they're like really cheap and so they're super flimsy, hollow. I mean, it looks like a knockoff of a Barbie, a hollow Barbie doll. It was weird.
What would the generic Barbie be named?
Darby.
Janet. What about her boyfriend?
Ben
instead of Ken. You know, Barbie had like a Winnebago, would it be a pop-up trailer?
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, tell us what's bringing you joy. Our number is 888-888-9976. T-Ann is with us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, last night, I get a knock on my door and my horses are out.
Oh, horses.
Your horses got out?
Yes. And that they are across the road.
Oh no. How many horses got out?
Three. Well, it's 10 o'clock at night and very, very dark. I said a little prayer and said, God, you got to help me because it's blacker and black and my horse is black. So I said a prayer and went out and I said, it's really black. So I went out and got a rope, went over there, and some kids had driven up and they shined a light and I could see. So I walked over and thank you, Jesus. My horse came up, I put my rope around her, and the rest of them followed, and we put them back in the pen.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
And I said, God, you're so good to me all of the time. So, just wanted to give you my joy report.
Oh, I love it.
That's good, yeah.
The kids in the car said, I think she's a horse whisperer. I said, no, it's all God.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
So, anyway, there's my report, and I just wanted to share it with you guys.
Did you figure out how they got out?
Yeah, there was a fence that had not been hooked properly by
I'm not going to say who.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you it was kind of fun.
Family Life Radio, Cankle Fritz and Friends. It's Cankle Fritz, which I already said that, didn't I?
You're Cankle Fritz. We're the friends.
Wait a second. Are you Cankle Fritz and Friends? So how do you know it's the holidays? Is there something you see or hear? What happens that says, okay, you're there, you've arrived?
When I was little, I knew that the holidays were close when the bowl of nuts in their shells, different nuts, appeared on the table with...
Yes, a nutcracker.
And my grandpa would be sitting there like cracking one, and I would just go over and I would just prop my little face in my hands and stare at him.
To give you one.
Yes, and finally he would be like, "You want me to crack you one?" I'm like, "Yes, I do."
Cracking and eating nuts is not just a snack, it's a hobby.
There's a lot involved.
Oh, there is.
Oh, yeah. My little fingers very particular about which one they like and which ones they don't.
Exactly.
For me, it's Christmas, and when my mom gets out the Christmas village. And when I say village, she has added to this collection through the years, and it takes her several days of dedication to set it all
up. Word.
Boy, she loves it. So,
like one of those lighted ones, like the Department 56?
We got her a little ice skating rink, and she every year she's like, "See, they're still ice skating."
Wow. I love
it
that.
It does. It brings such joy.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what is it for you? You see this or hear this, and it's the holidays are here. 888-888-9976. For me, of course, it's when the Christmas tree comes out in Hobby Lobby in August. Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.